Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Renew My Trust in God by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. Psalm 9:10. I couldn't understand why the insurance company would deny my request for the medical test I needed. Even with the doctor's convincing explanation, the test wasn't covered, so I'd be responsible for the cost. Why would God allow this to happen? This test would have given us information on how to proceed with treatment. I left the doctor's office discouraged and without answers. I needed to renew my trust in God to guide me through the confusion I felt. In our lives, we will have times when we want answers. That need to know will lead our thoughts in a negative direction if we lose focus on the truth of Scripture. So we must remind ourselves that God is sovereign and He knows the best plan for us. In Joshua chapter 2, a woman named Rahab was given an opportunity that would change her life forever. She had a choice between doing what the world expected or trusting God's sovereignty. Rahab chose to trust the Lord and step out in faith to help his people. She believed the Lord would do what he promised, protect her and her family. Rahab's story inspires me to trust God when the odds are stacked against me. God honored Rahab by rescuing her when the walls of her home fell. As the Israelites came to conquer the city of Jericho, Rahab's family was spared. From her example, we can be encouraged to demonstrate that same level of trust in our Almighty God. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. Psalm 9:10. Things will not always go as we expect. Closed doors may cause us to try to figure out what went wrong, but in God, we have hope. As I prayed and sought the Lord in my confusion over the denied test, I sensed renewed peace. Even though that door closed, other tests led the doctors to the right treatment path for me. God had a plan, and He beckoned me to trust Him. Are you facing a battle today that's left you with more questions than answers? Are you feeling uncertain about your situation and your future? Let the truth of Rahab's words help you renew your trust in God. For the Lord your God is the supreme God of the heavens above and the earth below. Joshua 2:11. God works in the midst of our hurt when we don't understand how things could possibly work out. He is faithful, and we can trust Him. Let's renew our trust in God today. Let's pray. Dear Lord, lately I've been discouraged because I don't have answers. I don't see how my situation will work out. I get confused and frustrated over closed doors. Forgive me for not trusting You in all things. Help me renew my trust in You. I know You're present with me in my pain, and You're also working things out according to Your perfect will. Even when I can't see it, You're working on my behalf. I proclaim my faith in You, God. Let the words of Rahab in Joshua 2:11 be my battle cry when I struggle to trust. For the Lord your God is the supreme God of the heavens above and the earth below. Thank You for Your guiding hand in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
And one by one, I watched my dear friends get engaged, get married, start having children. And especially as a woman, I felt like there was a certain timeline that these things needed to happen in my life.
Charity Gale shares a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell their stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.